Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
There Will Be Porn is a podcast about watching porn, and while it definitely gets explicit, and you shouldn't listen if you're not really into explicit things, it's not necessarily the kind of thing you want to listen to if you want to be, you know, aroused, because it's just for fun, okay? So keep it in your pants. Just keep it in there, please.
Keep it in your pants!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. This is There Will Be Porn. With Kate and Murda.
Hello and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
God, welcome back, you guys. Welcome back to... Ooh, that was number two.
Good job, Kaylin.
Thank you. I'm putting it on the board.
By the way...
What?
It's Murda.
That's Murda.
That's
and
me.
I'm Kate. And we're here to host the show that is all about watching porn. Dun, dun,
dun. Whoa.
Yeah, you like that?
I did.
That's from Down by the River, the porn spoof about Tina Turner's life.
Ooh. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, you've never seen it? It's a musical.
Was Tina Turner like a sex worker at the docks that I didn't know about? Because that's what Down by the River has to be about.
No, no, porn. Because Tina does that sound like about the river.
Oh, I get what you're referencing, but also a porn that's called Down by the River.
What is
definitely
it
about sex workers at docks.
It's about a sex worker on a paddle boat on the Mississippi. Okay. That's yes. What it's about.
Just do 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 do
Oh Jesus!
I think we may have hit our peak on this show. We should bow out.
Goodbye, 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 everybody. We invented a new porn. You're welcome. The format of this show is that Meredith and I do live commentary of porns that we watch, very much like Mystery Science Theater.
Yes,
you're gonna get a super cut of what happened. You're gonna get a full description of what's going on. It's a very visual show, and you have vivid imaginations, so I'm not worried about you. But first, before we get into this movie watch this week, I have a story to share with you, Meredith. A fun one.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, I went to Washington, D.C.
Excellent.
Yep. I went there to hang out with a friend. And, you know, you take a train, so you travel, it's commute.
Yes.
So normally, like, you bring a book.
Yeah.
And I brought a book called Mistress Pussycat.
Ooh.
Explorations in Femdom.
Now... Please remind us how we know about this book, Kaylin.
So we know about this book because it was written by the woman who wrote Raw Talent, which I think is our second episode. And we just, for a special mini episode, we were doing research on that movie. I bought a couple books that are in reference to it. And
yes.
I decided to bring one with me. And my like... New York sensibilities was like, sure, I can bring a book about feminine domination on the train with me and just read it.
Yeah.
And so when I was riding on the Amtrak, I was lucky enough to be in the cafe car and get like a whole table to myself.
Nice.
So I did a bunch of podcast editing and I did a bunch of work. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to read my book. And I sit down and sure as hell, as soon as I open up my book, this guy gets on the train at whatever stop we're at. This like, you know, 6'4", like, mid-60s like white guy, right, in like a golf shirt tucked into some chinos, and he comes and he sits across from me and like puts all his shit all over the table and like takes up the whole table as if I'm not even there. right? And then puts his feet on the fucking seat next to me, like stretches his legs out.
What?
Like,
I own this train.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Puts his fucking ThinkBook laptop that he day trades on the table and like is just mad at the world. Hasn't made eye contact with me and taking up all my space. So not only did I like start spreading my legs and like knocking into his knees and like moving my laptop in his way, but I also opened up this book that was like explorations in female domination and like cuckolding just to be like, fuck you, bro. Sat at the wrong table. And he definitely got up after like two stops.
That's amazing. And I love that story.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you. Also, DC was a great time.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful story.
It could have ended poorly. It could have ended in him being like, by the way, I'm really into it.
Him out of that table. And I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
That is the way to fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
You, sir, can day trade somewhere else. I'm reading for a podcast.
Were there empty seats for him to be at?
Yes. Okay. Of course there were. You never get dominated by someone who doesn't make eye contact with you.
I get it.
There's empty seats.
I absolutely get it. I just wanted to make sure. I totally can picture him sitting there even though there's empty seats.
Yeah. No, he totally was. And looked mad. And I was like, bro, what are you mad for? It's Friday. You're on an afternoon train. You're not at work right now. I know. It's cool. His life is miserable, I'm sure.
Good story.
Anyway, so Meredith, what are we watching today? What movie? We're on number 96 of AVN's top 100 movies.
Yeah, and we're watching the movie Conflict.
Whoa.
Yeah. Released 1988, so this one's an oldie.
Oh, it's a birthday
movie. It's as old as we are, 30 years old.
Because it's 30 years old, and that's how old we are, guys.
Plot description. With conflict and its wild mix of sexual styles from two of our most celebrated creators of exceptional erotica, we are witnessing a historic breakthrough with many different points of view. The arousing variety and complexity of this multi-layered film is an outrageous departure from the usual conventional adult fare. Here is racy, ribald, raunch, classy, sassy, sensuality, and more kink, kick, and tricks than you've ever saw in one feature. Everything you'd expect and more from Bruce Seven and Henri Pekard.
So based on that description alone, I feel like this is going to be the Citizen Kane of porn.
They just gave that the best, that movie the
That's
best.
That's like, this is the movie everyone has to see.
It is
the penultimate. Yeah. It is the movie of movies.
Yes.
And yet it's only 96.
You can only get better.
I guess so. We're about to watch The Citizen Kane. What's next? Forrest Gump? Oh, can we please watch Forrest Hump?
Oh.
Okay. I think we got to watch this movie. Oh, we forgot one thing.
Sorry.
What?
It also stars. They borrowed. I think you could tell from the name of these actor and actresses who their favorite actual Hollywood actor and actress is. So the first listed star is Alicia Bonet. Obviously, Lisa Bonet.
Okay.
John Leslie.
Okay.
John Lithgow.
For sure. Can we call them by these names?
Sharon Kane. Obviously Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Gotcha. Even though Robert none of
Bullock,
these actors
Sandra
were around.
Bullock. Shana McCullough. Macaulay Culkin.
Wow. Woo, this is an all-star cast.
They take their craft seriously. Okay. I could tell that.
Alrighty.
Directed by Henri Pekard, Bruce Seven. Written by Raven Touchstone. Raven Simone.
Of course.
Yeah. And the runtime is 1 hour and 39 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you excited to get into some conflict? Yeah.
I just want to insert real quick. The format of this show. Did I already say that? I already fucking said that. I'm an idiot. Let's watch this movie, Meredith. God, the music at the start.
Okay, I will tell you, the kind of music I wanted for this porn was like Push It to the Limit.
And that's what we're getting. This is, I think, a song written for this movie.
Ooh.
Hollywood, tonight.
They just hired someone who can sing decently and wants to be a pop star.
The sexy stars. Ooh.
Alicia Monet.
I didn't make it as Blondie, so I'm doing porn songs.
Then she did just go, Nasty Bum.
She is like a wannabe Alicia.
She's like a Cyndi Lauper.
No. Who am I thinking? Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
Conflict.
They did write this song.
They wrote this song.
Read the title of the movie is in this song.
Remember the days when they used to make scores for movies? Also, this opening sequence that's backing up this song is just shots of like neon lights, big city, walking down the street.
They did say Hollywood at some point in the song, so I'm pretty sure they're in Hollywood.
And it was a similar era.
It's a dark place that I believe dark things happen to. So
Hollywood
happened.
Yes, it's a dark,
Weinstein
lived
dark there,
place.
So
yes,
I imagine. This could go into some. It's called Conflict.
Conflict. I don't know.
I could up it.
I don't know. Now I'm legit scared.
I think it's okay that we keep our expectations low.
Okay, cool. I'm just scared now.
I keep telling me that this business is getting better and better in this industry.
Now we're at a place called The Body Shop.
I think these are our directors.
Okay.
I'm going to guess they're our directors.
Okay. These two men who are older, one of them with like a salt and pepper mustache, is talking to another man with glasses about how this business is getting better and better. Now we've focused in on another table. Two women and a man. Charlie, they want to produce a movie.
This is
they want to work for themselves for a change.
This is so dated. It's great. Like the most dated movie we've seen so far.
It really, truly is.
Yeah. Just
yeah,
these women, their hair are enormous.
Yeah, they have enormous hair.
It's that guy is so old.
The way that it's shot, they're like full disco attire.
It's
all I know is that these people are all talking about making a movie, and there's the two old guys and the one old guy with the two young girls. And I don't know what the plan is. I don't care. As long as this hair shows up, I'm in.
You too.
I need a deal.
So he gets off the phone. This is our, I don't know who the fuck this is. I think he's a producer of sorts. And he's in his office. A woman comes in and goes, I need a deal. And he goes, you need a director. And now we're in another office with another woman. And the two previous women came in.
And weapons against the wall?
Happening. No, I think those are sex toys on the wall. Okay, so those two women went to meet with the
Bruce Seven
with the salt and pepper hair. And basically they were like, Bruce, we're going to make a movie. You're going to direct it. And he was like, whatever. And pay me. And they were like, we can't pay you till it's done. He was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That was the premise of that. Yeah. So the core of this movie is that these women are trying to produce their own movie.
Yes.
And they're having a hard time because these old white men are keeping them from being able to produce the movie they want to make.
I'm also very I'm actually just generally don't know what's happening right now because
I didn't either. I know there's a movie trying to be made.
Oh, wait a minute. Bruce, do you happen to have Henri Bouchard's phone number?
Henri Peckerhead?
Oh, I get it now.
So are these women working together?
I think so. And they're basically pinning the two directors off of each other.
To try and
Henri
get the
Packard and Bruce Seven.
Bouchard's an animal. He doesn't shoot in cottages. He shoots in a fucking gutter.
Okay, so one woman who got one of the directors comes in to talk to this producer guy.
Who is this guy?
It doesn't matter. All I know is it's what's happening is they're having this conversation and he's like, oh.
Explaining to what?
He got a director who does this.
He got Henri Packard to Patchard.
She got Henri Patchard
to direct her movie.
She wanted to do it at this cottage in the woods and he was like, no, you don't understand. Henri, he directs dirty, filthy movies in bathrooms. You ever made love? I'm sure it was really nice. Well, have you ever made love with your head in the toilet?
So already, I'm very uncomfortable with what's about to happen. Breaking, I think not.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I'm very concerned. And this woman is like, ugh, you're stupid. Why are you explaining this to me?
But we are 8 minutes in.
We are 8 minutes in.
And nothing has happened, really.
There's been only dialogue about the most ridiculous things. The secretary is holding a bunch of anal beads.
Yep.
I don't know if you know what those are.
Should we get Brandy?
Maybe we should get Brandy in here.
Yeah,
I would
like that. Okay. It would be better.
Brandy,
can
you help us with describing anal beads for our fans? You need a
sexy definition with Brandy. Hi, it's Brandy again. Anal beads are a sex toy consisting of multiple spheres or balls attached together in series, which are continuously inserted through the anus and then removed with varying speeds depending on the effect desired, most typically at orgasm to enhance climax. Those who use anal beads enjoy the pleasurable feeling they receive as the ball passes through the narrow sphincter of the anus. Anal beads can be incorporated into many fetishes that involve anal sex, ass worship, spanking, enemas, or anything involving the buttocks, anus, or the anal area. As with all anal sexual activity, the anal beads and the rectum should be well lubricated with the sexual lubricant intended specifically for anal sex. Anal sex toys should be well washed with warm soapy water and left to dry naturally after use. Good luck. Hope this helps.
That was the best description I've heard of anal beads.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
I mean, I just saw
saw them, but what you said made it more so much more sense.
I thought it was like an island thing, like puka shells.
Right.
I'm glad I know now.
Okay, the more you know.
Okay,
so these two girls who were also talking about the director now
to
are
Bruce
with the secretary.
Seven. They were talking to the other director.
Oh yeah, they were talking to Bruce Seven. He's like, the secretary's like, here, you need these.
Because
now
Bruce
that you're
wants all
working
his,
with Bruce.
His and girls she to have a good
them,
time.
Yeah, and she handed them two dildos. And now the three of them are admiring these dildos.
Oh, yeah, because they're so large.
Because dildos are just amazing. They're magic. The whole world should revolve around dildos, right? What the fuck? Are we in a sex scene?
I think so.
Here comes sex scene number one.
Okay, so basically this women just started playing with each other.
It's pretty like, yeah.
It's kind of tame in a way.
Yeah. I think it's funny because I kind of, because they are working at a sex production company, that it's not really surprising to me. Like, almost like, I was like, I can kind of believe this is happening.
You know, though, my knowledge of sex workers, like real sex workers, is that because it's their job, they have no motivation to have sex for fun.
Yeah,
when they're
at
work.
True.
It's like, that's their work. Like, do you do work for fun? Like, when you're at work, Meredith, you work with spreadsheets, right?
Yeah.
Mainly. So when you're at work and you've been doing spreadsheets all day, when you have like a 5-minute break to hang out with your coworkers, do you go, you know what I want to do with you? Spreadsheets. You want to do a couple of spreadsheets with me? It could be so fun. Isn't it so fun?
I'll spread your sheets.
I'll bet you would.
She's just rubbing a dick on her tits.
She's just rubbing a dildo.
She does have great tits.
Yeah.
This woman has a nice body.
And the other two women are fingering and fucking each other with dildos. And it looks like fine. They're having a good time. I can't get over this. The putting a dildo in your mouth or a vibrator. Like, the more I see that in porn, the more I'm just like, nobody does that. I don't put my dildos in my mouth when I'm alone. Why?
It is.
This is kind of fun. This nipple poke game we've got going on. She's poking her nipple with a vibrator and then putting it in her mouth. I don't understand. Stop putting it into your mouth. That's not where it goes. It's not what it's for. Stop.
These girls just having a good time because...
Yeah, these girls are having fun.
Just because. Well, they wanted to try out the toys. Yeah, it was like they've never seen toys before. And they were like, well, our director, some Bruce Seven likes all of their ladies to be pleasured.
It was also like they were going to have the toys taken away from them, so they needed to use them immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like they're going to be punished with no toys?
It's just thinking like they had no idea of like object permanence.
That they're like 3-year-old, they're like 3-year-old brains.
If you take it away, it'll disappear forever.
Ooh. Lady spanking.
These ladies are spanking each other?
I like that.
I do too. I'm into it. Look at this. She immediately bends over, puts a dildo in her mouth. Stop it. Ladies, stop it.
It's
enough.
So funny.
You don't have to put a dildo.
Put a pussy in your mouth.
No, she's giving it a blowjob. If you're going to do this, ladies, do it because you're going to put it in an orifice because you're lubing it up. Don't do it just for fun. Ladies, no. All right. Well, now they're just shoving it into the one girl, which is fine.
Yeah. That's a pretty big dildo. I will say that.
I like the placement that this woman is holding the dildo between her boobs into the other woman.
She's putting her like full like body force.
Her body weight.
She's really using her body weight for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Women scene with the dildos, what's our penultimate?
Like a train, kind of.
Ooh, like a human centipede style.
Yeah. Dildo from behind. Someone's going down on a girl.
Gotcha. So three-way train. Cool. I like that call out.
And they're coming together now.
They're coming together. There's two on one. There's two women working a big old
the
dildo.
The solo woman is now getting
the other one.
Yeah, they're helping her get a dildo, and
she's very shiny right now. They must have lubed it up.
Yeah.
Is this a centipede scene? Is this our final scene? Does Meredith win for calling this out? Also, that woman has incredible abs.
Okay, oh, they're massaging each other.
They're massaging. Oh, how nice. Relieving.
They're oiling each other up.
One of them is just laying down on the table and they're just oiling each other.
They're practicing self-care.
Thank God. Oh, Meredith, you were right. A strap-on comes out and they're doing a human centipede style situation. Meredith,
yep.
You got this one. You totally got this one. They're all very oily, which I'm fine with. That's probably amazing. And then they end it with just shit in all their holes. There's a piece in her hole, there's a piece in her hole, they're oily, they're making out, and then they just stop.
How'd you shut this thing? Oh, if you turn it on.
So there's the two women who are pitching one movie to one director, and there's this blonde woman who's pitching a movie to the other director and is talking to the old guy. But making out now. He's the guy
who's
going to
strong arm her.
You know what men think about when they see you walking down the street?
What?
This isn't sexy in any way at all.
This is going to be such a rough movie to watch.
My vagina has shriveled up and crawled inside my uterus and then oh God, it's getting worse. Now it's got like metal bars up, you know, like you do when you're concerned about robbery. Oh my God. He's basically just jerking it at her face.
Sex scene number two.
He just said, can't you hear the toilets flushing?
He's going to come on her face.
I hate him. He's going to come on her face. Oh, Meredith, I hate it. All right, she's spreading her legs open because she wants to fuck him, I guess. I don't know.
I think we're going to need to fast forward through this one.
We're going to need to fast forward through this painful, painful scene.
Oh, shit. Get it
out. Oh, my God, no! No!
Okay. To catch you up,
I can't watch it, Meredith. I can't.
We immediately get a shot of the gross dude's big toe
in her pussy.
And she says, fuck me, Charlie, with her toe, with your toe.
Oh, he's so disgusting.
Big toe me.
Oh my God, you know what a man's toenails look like normally?
She's about to come.
God, I can't. She's gonna come with his toe in her. I can't. Meredith, I hate it. He's so awful, Meredith. My dog is freaking out because
I'm freaking out too. I just find it marvelous that this woman actually likes this.
You know what? Okay, cool. She seems to really enjoy
it. She does actually seem to be enjoying it.
She seems to love it. I it's not my cup of tea. He looks disgusted. More because he's gross. I'll bet if he was super hot, I'd be fine with it, and I'd be like, yeah, cool, but he's awful.
Oh, gross.
Oh, gross.
I don't like this. I don't like the way this porn is going. Why can't we just finish one scene? Also, this scene, like, just, I want it to be over now.
Oh, you know what, Meredith? His dick is not porn size. Does that make you feel better? Oh, my God, he has a bald spot. Make it stop. Make it stop. They pick all these beautiful, incredible-looking women, and they pick the worst guy. I hate him. I'm going to say come on the face for the dude and the lady because he's such garbage.
Yeah, no, he's coming on her face.
He is a garbage person.
He's coming
he's going to come on her face.
Yeah.
Because even though no shame to come on your face, I've had come on my face, it can be a good time. Every garbage man out there loves coming on a woman's face because it's like a weird power thing that they think is somehow going to make them more power. Like, fuck you, dude. It's like man spreading in a cafe car.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Fuck off, bro.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It truly is. Okay, we're at the cum shot. And he basically just came in her hand.
I've never... Oh, I just gagged in my mouth a little. It's really gross.
He's disgusting. He's a disgusting piece of shit. And I hate him so much. And I almost want... I may want to make a bunch of men sit in a room and watch this fucking bullshit so they can see how disgusting they are. Oh, my God. This is the least sexy movie we've watched. And we've watched some interesting ones.
I gagged. I literally gagged.
You gagged.
When I watched
and you're
him
not
come.
Grossed out by things. He's disgusting.
And it was so normal. It was not weird cum. Like, it was...
Yeah, he
but
got
it was
scared
just
halfway through coming.
Oh,
I hate
take
him.
All of these words. More words. Dialogue.
All right.
God, I hope these two. Okay, so we're cut to a scene where there's a dialogue scene between two men, and Henri Packard
is directing
them. I'm hoping
like
that they suck each other's dick or something.
Oh, fuck. I hope so. No, we are now, and we're in another scene with Bruce Seven. Reading the script and throwing pages away.
Now we can get down to 12-hour days. Sounds good to me.
12-hour days. He just cut a script to make it 12-hour days. 12 hours of sex? I love sex. That is
too
long.
That's too much.
That is too long.
That's way too much sex. I love sex, too. I do. I encourage it, but no.
No, Wally. I'm not working with you.
Fine. Quit.
Quit? Me quit? I'm the producer of this movie. You quit.
Bullshit. Who'd buy a movie from you anyway?
This is a very interesting scene of dialogue between
Christ, sugar.
One of the women in the scene with all the women with Wally. Wally showed up and she was like,
new guy.
Am I in a scene with you? Yeah, new guy. And he was like, I guess so. And she was like, I don't want to be in a scene with you. And he was like, fine, then quit. And she was like, but I'm producing this movie. And he was like, what, really? She was like, yeah, Charlie Sharp, our disgusting human piece of trash, is paying me for it. And he's like, he's a shark. He's going to cheat you. And she's like, I don't
care. You're right. You're
right. And then she goes, is this why you threw me out? So they have a previous relationship. We're going to see them have sex.
Absolutely.
But right now, they're not happy with each other.
I will say that Wally is acting his heart out.
Yeah, he really is. So Wally's like, I didn't do this to punish you. And she's like, yes, you did. The director comes over and he's like, what's the problem? And she's like, I won't work with him. I refuse. And he was like, well, I'm going to shut this whole fucking thing down if you don't bang this guy. And now...
Something suspicious going on here?
Something suspicious is going on. There's a close-up shot of a man putting batteries in dildos.
He took all the batteries out?
He took the batteries out of the dildo?
So no one could be vibrating?
Whoa, what happens when there's no vibrators? So they tried to start the scene, but they found out the vibrators have no batteries, and it's because Henri took the batteries out because he's trying to ruin Bruce's movie. Why are they hanging out together if they hate each other so much? Anyway, apparently they're filming it anyway because here these two ladies are dancing on the stage on the movie set.
This woman has an amazing body.
She's also dancing very well.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Sex scene number three.
This is like totally in someone's living room too.
Oh yeah, this is
built stage.
It's so janky. Or it looks like it's in a bar, like a small bar. Someone's house with a bar in the basement.
I think so.
Yeah, this is someone's basement.
Because if you look behind them, it looks like a house. It looks like there's a fireplace.
You're right. This is somebody's fucking basement that this is being shot in. That these two women are 69ing in and just working their asses off in somebody's goddamn basement with these pieces of garbage men that are not letting them do anything they want to do. Oh, now the one woman's gonna go down on the other woman on
this
stage.
Oh, this is pretty hot.
And a dude goes,
they're getting undressed because they're on stage, because obviously.
And then the other guy, Wally's talking to the other guy. It doesn't matter. It's two girls and two guys, and the girls are dancing for them.
Listen,
That's all you need to know.
These women are attractive.
They're beautiful women.
These men are not.
These men are hideous and disgusting. These women are beautiful.
They couldn't get any attractive men to
not
be in porn movies back then.
And these women are just going down on each other in a way that is so unexciting.
Ooh.
Oh.
How can they have the rights to this Billy Idol song right now? It's White Wedding.
Billy Idol in the background.
It's White Wedding.
Hey, little sister, look what you've done. Hey, little sister, take off your pants. I'm going to get on top. Hey, little sister, your jeans are hard to take off. The other girl's going down on him, and I can't take his jeans off. It's taking forever. But the other guy has a small peen.
That's what, this one is not even interested in the dick anymore.
It's a nice day for a four-way.
It's a nice day to
make a dick. Both these guys are incredibly unattractive. They both look like fucking Andy Kaufman.
That one does look like Andy Kaufman. What does the other one look like?
Andy Kaufman. He's licking her butt. I appreciate that. Lick
and
a butt.
This is the ex couple. So they know their way around each other.
They know around each other. Wally and Sugar.
Sugar. I love that, by the way.
Fuck.
Name's Sugar.
All right. Cum shot call.
Okay.
Stomach. I think this
look
is the
look how bony
era.
Her ass looks there.
Yeah,
so pointy.
It's two elbows.
It's two so pointy.
I'm going to call, this is the era of stomachs. I'm going to say stomachs.
Okay.
Even though it's two women, I'm going to say stomachs.
I'm going to say one stomach, one ass.
Okay. All right. I say let's skip ahead because this is boring as fuck. We got one cum shot on the face. Well, on the chest.
Yeah, on the chest.
All right.
Pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace, as they say. Yes.
That's our first pearl necklace, so that's pretty good.
That is good. You know what? Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Yeah. First pearl necklace.
Oh, come on, baby.
And the other one?
Where's the other cum shot?
Okay, I'm coming.
He's still going. They're missionary.
So I think, he did say to top it, Sugar. So I think maybe face.
Oh my God, Meredith, no way. No, he's titty fucking her.
Yep.
So it could very well be face.
Yeah.
It looks like it's gonna be face through the tits coming through for the gold. Here it is. Oh, dude, hurry up. Yeah, there you go. She also has a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
So two pearl necklaces. Man.
Got it real wrong.
Fuck.
No one's winning the dildo today.
No, we really fucked up. This movie's so weird that really, who could have called it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, someone comes over. Some little guy comes over and hands them all towels to clean up with.
Do you think it was like a water boy, like a 17-year-old? I hope not.
Oh,
I hope it's an adult.
It's an adult man.
How come you let him fuck your breast like that and you never let me do it?
Wally is upset. Wally said, hey, how come you never let me fuck your breast like that? She said,
oh no.
She said, it's none of your goddamn business. And he goes, kiss my ass. And she goes, I will.
The sitcom
or
music.
I won't.
The
it looks
sitcom
like
music.
Face.
She's like, wah, wah, wah.
You want to mess her up? Want to fix her real good? You're a maggot, Charlie, a pile of shit.
So Charlie offered to pay Wally to ruin Sugar's movie, and Wally said, you're a pile of garbage, a piece of shit.
That must be because the other movie is the movie that with
the well, other movie is being paid for by Charlie, I think.
And it's like competing with them, I guess.
Yeah. Part of me wants to be on Wally's team because he called Charlie a piece of shit, and Charlie is a piece of shit. But Wally's not amazing either.
So how's your movie going?
Oh, it's great.
These two directors are having a chat about their stupid fucking movie business that I don't give a fuck about. They're both dressed terribly. They both look terrible. Bruce Seven is convincing his secretary, who's going to be in the Pichard film, to bring handcuffs with her because it'll fuck him up or something. So these guys are just regular old pranksters.
Bring on the toilet!
He wants to make something so disgusting and degrading so Bruce Seven won't make it to the next award show. And he said to bring in to the toilet. Bring in the toilet.
They're bringing toilets in.
Oh, God. No.
No. I hate it. Meredith. I hate it. Why is having sex with women in bathroom and putting their heads in toilets? Like the, you're already in charge, guys. Like, literally, you already have all, oh, they're making garbage this, everywhere.
They're making this bathroom the most disgusting bathroom they could possibly make.
Fuck. Guys, you're already in charge. You already have all the power. Why do you have to be
Why
like
are they
this?
Taping newspaper to the wall?
Why do you have to do this? This guy's peeing in a toilet that they just put down. There's no drainage for that toilet, Meredith. He's peeing into a toilet with no drain. Where's his pee going, Meredith? That toilet's a part of the set. Oh, I think he's pretending to pee for the set. Okay. Oh, my God. I got so worried.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's set scene number four.
Meredith, can you describe this a little, maybe?
I just... Ew. Okay. Our heroine from the first sex scene.
Right, short-haired lady.
Short, really, really powerful with
cool
a dildo.
Cool-ass, badass lady.
Is in the sex scene being directed by Packard.
Right.
And she walks in, sits on a toilet, and says, oh, I thought this was the ladies' room. I guess
right,
not. I have to go.
It's part of the scene. It's a written part of the script. That's disgusting.
And she tells the guy to take his dick out.
And he took it out, and now she's giving him a BJ while she's sitting on a toilet. Yeah. And I hate it.
Double face.
Oh, yeah, we should call
it. I'm going to call the money shot. There's another guy going to the bathroom in there.
I'm
going to
say boobs. I feel like boobs have been really
popular.
And
he's coming over. Oh, I thought the other guy's going to come. So there's another guy in the bathroom, and he's bound to come out and come into play in a minute.
I know. Okay, so double face shot. I'm going to call double boob shot.
All right.
Just because the necklace was popular before. Oh, at one point she handcuffs herself. And the director's like, you work for Bruce Seven. He's fucking up my show. Right. So funny. Hilarious. Pranksters. Ha 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 ha. And now they're about to DP this lady while he's sitting on a toilet. It's awful. It's the worst ever. Oh, my God. Okay. Her head's in the toilet. We don't have to get into this. It's terrible. It's fucking awful. And it's a face shot from one of them.
Yep, got it.
And a belly shot from the other, I think.
Pussy, yeah, just a...
Just like landing on her puss. Okay,
yeah,
cool. I just... That was awful. This movie is the worst movie
of all time. I just don't even have
time.
Anything funny to say about
no,
it.
No, I don't
I'm really
either.
Sorry I'm being quiet.
No, it's okay.
It's
You're
just,
so disturbed.
It's just not fun.
It's a terrible fucking movie. Women are... There's nothing to like. There's nothing to like about this movie. I want to see if I can get a refund. Do you think I can get a refund?
That it just be, this movie disgusted me?
Yeah, this movie disturbed me in so many ways. Like, I still love you a lot, Adult DVD Empire. It's not your fault you didn't make it. You're just a distributor. Like, you're my jam.
You gotta have everything.
You're my jam. But this movie, awful. Like, zero stars. Can we write a review for this movie?
I hope so, somewhere.
Let's go online and write a review.
We can't for IMDb.
Yeah, okay.
Where are you going? I'm not finished with you yet.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right, so now...
I hope... Maybe we'll get a love scene here.
Maybe. So Sugar and Wally are arguing. We don't know why.
Seems to be in one of their houses, I think.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're arguing and if they are going to like have sex one on one, I hope it's actually kind of nice like, and nice. Lovely.
I just want it to be nice and not garbage. Oh, no. It looks like Wally just got an idea. And he said, you'll be sorry. No, Wally, no. Then he called her a bitch because
she doesn't want to have sex with him. Like she has sex with other people. Like titty fucking.
Okay, we're in another shoot where they're going to shoot a scene of sex. Ooh, and this one has chains and bondage. Oh, goody. Oh, goody, Meredith.
This movie is conflict.
I have a personal conflict right now with the fact that I'm probably going to finish this movie and that I paid for it.
Are you ready for the final sex scene?
Careful, Wally. Don't come.
Don't worry about me, baby. I got total control.
She said something to him like, don't come. She, like, when she started, she gave him some kind of advisory, like, don't come. And I have a feeling, based on his little moment when he thought in his head about how he was going to fuck up Sugar's show, that he's going to do something awful right now. He just told her to sit on his dick. And she's like,
he's gonna come.
The person's not here yet. And he's like, it's fine, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's probably going to come because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Which, that's his problem. He's not doing his job. She's doing her fucking job. She has a C-section scar. That's lovely. How do you feel about that? You like a good C-section scar? I mean, it's natural, you know?
This woman has a great body. So to believe that she had a baby is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, good for her. She's incredible.
Who's that woman behind her?
Ooh, there's a woman behind
Sugar. It's Sugar.
Starting a little early, aren't you?
Sugar? Look, what the fuck are you doing here? You're supposed to be making your own damn movie.
I'm working for Peshard. I need the money.
Look, can we get on and do it? I mean, Lynn, would you give me a blowjob again?
Oh, Sugar said, sure. Starting early, aren't you? The way these men talk to these women,
yeah,
I just,
she just said,
can't.
He just said, I need to get up again. And she, like, said, sure. Oh, God.
He was like, give me a blowjob. And she goes, sure. Real quick, though, side note, a fun side note. Are you looking at the leotard that Sugar
she
is wearing?
She looks amazing.
This leotard is phenomenal.
She looks...
Mesh, black leather leotard. Look at that high cut
she
on
looks
that
amazing. Thing.
She looks fucking
she's
incredible.
She's wearing a wrestler belt.
You look amazing, Sugar.
Is she wearing a... Oh, I thought she was wearing a gold headband for a second.
Sugar, walk out of that studio. You are gorgeous. You deserve more than this.
Let's see if you both can get hard. I'm hard.
Okay. You're always hard.
This is true.
They're like, let's see if we can get Wally hard. And the one woman goes, I'm already hard. And the other woman goes, you're always hard.
It is
She's
so,
like, it
yeah,
is
it's true.
I love their banter, these yes. two women. All right. They're going to fuck Wally. Cool.
So these women, I like these women.
I like
are
these women
just
together.
These women
Wally's
seem to,
garbage, but whatever.
These women seem to just know each other from work. Like,
yeah,
they really
yeah,
are just
friends.
Like... And, but they're not great friends. Like, they're
yeah,
work,
sit on his face. Shut
work
him up.
Associates.
Yeah. Tell him to shut the fuck up. Oh, okay. We got to call cum shot. Let's see. It's Wally. It's these women. I'm going to say
another face shot.
Another face shot. Yeah. I'm going to do pearl
face.
Necklace. I'm going to say pearl necklace on one of them because, I don't know, it just feels right. I just feel it.
Double
You've
face.
Had a lot of faces. I don't know. Okay. Let's just see. Let's see what happens. They're doing like they got a human centipede thing going on. The women are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they are.
That's what I care about. They're focused on each other's faces and vaginas. They're doing things correctly. There's clit sucking. I always appreciate a good clit suck when coming out of a cunnilingus thing because undersold technique, I'd say.
Yeah, and I just love, yeah. Oh
Wally
my God,
looks
Wally.
Like he's about to. Yeah, Wally can't keep it together. While he's really struggling.
Well, there's a face in
whoa,
there.
Whoa. While he's fucking a girl and the other girl's face is underneath them. Is this going to happen?
All right, let's go. Let's shoot it. What the hell's going on here?
Well, we're just warming up.
The director walked in and it was
imagine?
Like, what are you guys fucking doing? And
can
he's like,
imagine?
We're just warming up. And he's like, no.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, you're just walking in. Like, you're filming a porn and these people are just so hot for each other that they
they're
have
just
to
fucking,
be.
And you're like, God damn it.
Fucking right now. We just
like,
we
you're
just
fucking on my dime. You're fucking on my dime.
Man, they stopped so abruptly. They really got in there. They're like,
look,
we're
at
done.
Them. They're like firefighters. They got their clothes back on in like under 30 seconds.
Wally is fully dressed.
Wally is
shoes
dressed.
And
he has
everything.
Socks on and shoes. The girls are getting their pantyhose on so fast.
Okay.
Where's my belt?
Honey, I don't know.
It is.
I'm putting my shoes on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, my God. The one woman's like, where's my belt? And the director's like, I don't give a shit about you. And the other woman goes, here it is. And she's like, thank you very much.
For respecting my outfit.
I really love how these women are just fucking ignoring
and helping
these guys.
Me.
They're just like, what, did you need something, honey? Let me take care of you.
Four, three, quiet, two, one, and action.
That guy's drunk. Fucking Wally is fucked up because he just said, Don't unzip my penis.
Don't fuck him.
And based on the face he was having when they were having sex earlier,
I need more cocaine.
He looked fucked up.
I don't know
up.
If I can make it through the scene without cocaine.
They're putting a cock ring on.
They're putting a cock ring on him because he had to come. And the director was like, I'm not dealing with this shit. Put this fucking cock ring on. He's like, no, I don't want to. I hate those. And he's like, I don't care. And they put it on him. And now they're having sex again. All right. He's fucking one girl. He's fucking the other girl. Cool, cool, cool. Look, Meredith, we're almost done.
Yep.
We only have seven more minutes.
Very close.
Okay. All right. Cum shot.
I still say face.
Face?
We're going to get a
what
face.
What did I say? Necklace?
He
necklace.
Said yes.
Yeah. I'm calling. Yeah.
Oh, stop
Wally's
it.
Wally's coming on just her Puss. Vagina. So Wally lasted, 2 minutes tops?
I mean, he lasted a good amount of time if you count what happened beforehand.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
But
the director's very upset that he came so
but
early.
But you know what? Sugar and Libby.
They can go on forever.
Well,
they don't need him.
They fucked up their porn.
They
that's
fucked
what
up
they
their
did.
Porn. Yeah. And now Wally's freaking out.
Freaking.
And he's like, I got to talk to the director.
God. I was helping him fuck up this movie, Sugar's movie, and I was helping him fuck up this one, too. He wants to put out a collaboration with the both of you directing.
Well, while he's talking to the director, confessing...
He was fucking up both porns, but Sugar is pissed because she's like...
She's like, you're fucking up my porn. But my favorite part about this scene, this confession from Wally, this upsetness with the director, my favorite thing is Wally's just standing there naked, his dick is like flopping out. In full frontal of this scene.
Yeah, no, it's literally like in the foreground.
Yeah, it's in the foreground.
It's
I can't look at anything
foreground.
Else but his dick. It's like Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. All I can see is this dick.
You see those bimbos?
What bimbos?
Your producers, all three of them. They gave me blank tapes.
Charlie just said, do you see those bimbos? They gave me blank tapes.
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls. They stole all the tapes. Yes, girls. Yeah, yes. And they're riding away in a van together.
They're
motherfuckers.
They're Thelma and Louising this movie.
Yes, those women. Oh, worth it. Worth sitting through this garbage movie to see the women win at the end. Love it.
The way these guys are laughing.
They're laughing at them being fucked over by these women.
Oh, we got a real bad cough out of that one.
He's dead now. Sure, he's dead. He didn't make it another 10 years before he got like CPOD or whatever. Okay. What did you think of this movie, Meredith?
It was awful.
Oh, boy, it was bad.
I was really mellow. I was just, like, really stewing over how
you were super melancholy during this watch.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
To think the way that they talked about women as objects
and
as nothing but sexual. Like
just the way they talk to these women, the aggression, the anger.
Yeah, these
women were just fucking garbage to them.
These men clearly don't have that many problems, but any problem they did have was definitely a woman's fault.
Yeah.
And it was a problem to watch that.
I am catching a theme in this. A lot of the movies we're watching, the problems with the men are women's fault for sure.
Even if they're not.
A lot of the plots are driven
that
way.
Like, there's no more food on my plate. Like, that's your fucking fault. Like, It's disgusting, and I hated every part of that.
I also fucking hated it. I mean, the last movie was boring, but this movie, it hurt my heart. There were a couple good things I could find, like in the way the women treated each other was beautiful.
Yes.
The fact that they won out at the end was like just kind of bittersweet because the movie was run by men and it's like, haha, let's give it to them. But at the same time, I was so happy that that happened.
I was just especially happy that these men constantly gave these women shit and would then... Like when they were just asking for a little bit of help or even a question, like
yes.
We're entities like, that hey, have thoughts thing? And need to ask a question. The other one comes in, swoops in,
women,
and helps
just
you out.
Like, here you go, honey. Like, you're not going to get anything from these fucktards.
It's
so here you go. Here's your life. Ugh, it was painful. Meredith. We started out this journey with me liking porn for the most part. And I hope that's how we end this, but right now, I just can't like porn.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's
okay,
very-
let's get through our awards, Meredith. All right. Most athletic
is the dildo power woman.
The short-haired woman.
So
good.
Sweet.
So wonderful.
Great
so
worker,
helpful to all the other women.
Took the time to show the
stretch
dildo.
Marks, had a baby, beautiful body after.
And also took the time to show these women
what
dildos.
To do with the dildo. Yes, exactly.
They had to offer.
And really focused on those women's pleasure too
they
before
really
her
did.
Own.
They
yes.
did. She did.
God, she was magic.
And so she gets most athletic.
Okay.
And MVP.
I'm going to do the same. I definitely 100% was going to give her MVP. I didn't really see anybody who had a most athletic category because nothing crazy happened. But I was like most happy with the performance of the short-haired woman.
Yeah. And yeah, she's just great.
Feminist nightmare. Every man. Every fucking dude on this movie. Every single one of them. The collection of them.
Charlie Sharp being the worst.
He was 100% the worst.
Yeah.
But the director with the toilet was also terrible. So for me, it's just like you all get the participation award for being a feminist nightmare. Because I'm going to have nightmares about this. 100%. This movie.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Safety Patrol. I'm going to give my Safety Patrol to the young man who came up with the towels.
Okay. Excellent choice.
Clean each other up.
Excellent choice. I cannot possibly imagine
the towel boy.
Anyone else who deserves
no one else
and has brought any safety to this movie or to my own soul.
No. Best position.
Probably, the foursome situation.
Right, both women on their hands and knees.
Yes.
Getting fucked and facing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Try at home. Dildos.
Yeah.
Anything that's not attached to a dude.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take home with me.
Yeah.
Some of those buzzy buzz dildos I was fine with.
Stealing the life's work of misogynists.
Ooh, that is a take at home one.
I would like to do
that. Yeah, me too.
Hopefully money.
You were the money shot queen for this one. You called quite
Thank
a
you.
Few of them.
Thank you.
You did very well.
I don't know if we'll ever get 100%.
I know. One of these days we'll get perfect game.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be soon. We're just going to have to get really good at this.
Yes.
What have we learned?
The 80s were awful for porn.
Yeah.
That this was...
Ooh.
That men are really...
Oofa doofa.
The men were really ugly.
Yeah, obviously,
the women were super hot. Great
Women
outfits.
Were gorgeous.
Great outfits.
Ugh, yeah.
But that's it. That's all I've learned. And I don't want to learn it again.
Yeah, I didn't learn anything else.
Please
and
don't
not,
give me any more conflict.
I'm not. This movie's awful and it needs to be removed from any list of top things.
That plot description really, really,
really oversold this garbage fucking movie.
Yeah.
Am I glad we watched it? No. Am I glad that we're still doing this together and that we're best friends and that we never have to deal with people like this? Well, we do, but we don't make time for them. I'm glad that we
oh, man.
We get to continue on with this. Oh boy, what's the next movie, Meredith? What's number 95? Announce it while I give out the follows. If you want to find out what we're doing, you can follow us on our network at @_morebanana, or you can follow us on our Instagram at @twbpodcast. Please rate and subscribe. Please, 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 you want to give us 5 stars. You want to give that movie 1 star. You want to give us 5 stars. You want to subscribe and you want to tell your friends about us. You should be sharing our posts. You can share specific episodes, maybe not this one because you don't want to promote this movie, but maybe you thought we were funny talking about the movie. Whatever, it doesn't matter. We'll love it. We'll take it. Meredith, what are we watching next week?
Oh, no.
What is it?
I thought it was going to be so nice and relaxing, and then I read the plot description.
What is it? Tell me, tell me, tell me.
It's called The Masseuse.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Well, stop doing this show at some point.
Oh God. Oh God. See that.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.